know. So you want to build the value so it's enormous and magnetic and attractive. Mm-hmm. But people are, they love homeostasis. They love being in their own pain. They love wallowing in it. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to break out. Even think about it, they want a baby, but it's still, they...
Can you elaborate on that? I think you just made a really important point that it's worthy of some...
Yeah, they...
Explain that.
Yeah, I'll give you an example.
Why do people do... What?
It's an evolutionary mechanism. Okay. So once we found a place where we could stay and live and danger was minimized, mm-hmm. We want to stay there. Mm-hmm. We eventually have to leave that safe cave to go get some berries and stuff. And when we do, we're often killed. Like us, we're killed. And people are like, they hear a rah, rah, that Johnny never comes back.
That's it.
So they're like, shit. Don't go back. That is changing. Like going out of the cave. Then finally they get so hungry that Bob's like, I'll go. And Bob goes, he goes back, he's like, I will not do that again. Because he's mauled, and he's, so somebody else is going to have to go. And about, in the old days, like one out of three never came back. Mm-hmm. So people are like, all right, you don't have to beat me in the head over 100,000 years. So we've got a million years of fear mm-hmm. of any change, however minimal, mm-hmm. built into us. And listen, you're knowledgeable about this. You're a neuroscience guy. The reticular activating system
mm-hmm, yeah.
is designed to detect the slightest change and to exaggerate it and make it seem dangerous mm-hmm, to you.
Yeah.
Then your brain can evaluate whether it really is or not. Mm-hmm. But the evolutionary response in the reptilian brain is instantaneous, which is why the greatest and best persuasion and influence takes place in the reptilian brain, followed by giving people the ability to kind of rationalize their emotional decision and then the logic. Mm-hmm. But it's all because once they make the reptilian brain decision, which is kill or run away, mm-hmm. eat, you know, mm-hmm. it's a black and white yes or no decision. Once they make that, then the other parts of the brain get activated. Mm-hmm. But the RAS is there to exaggerate danger, and that's mm-hmm. the scientific explanation yeah. for why we love it so much. So that even if we rationally say we want a baby, oh, we emotionally want a baby, there's so much danger in that mm-hmm. for lots of reasons, and it's enhanced when somebody's postured to go through IVF because there's even more danger to them and more likelihood of miscarriage and all the complications mm-hmm. that involves. So merely appealing to them at the rational level and even at the emotional level, you have to make them associate so deeply with the change they want and then eliminate, it's got to be black and white. The white is I want the baby, and the black is you've got to eliminate all of the objections they're going to use mm-hmm. to get out of it. So like when I write copy, I'm curious, I want to do lab when it's my turn so that we can model Perry's mm-hmm. method of solving these problems mm-hmm. in copywriting. But one of the things I do is I write the copy, and then I go back with a list of like 40 objections that people have. Mm-hmm. And these aren't really just the classic kind of objections you think of. They're the big meta objections, like, oh, you could do that, Dave, but I can't do that for this reason. So, one, they have to believe it's possible to do it. Mm-hmm. Two, they have to believe that they could do it, not mm-hmm. just you. Because mm-hmm. if they think it's possible, mm-hmm. their next fallback is, well, yeah, it's possible for other people, but not for me, yeah. and here's why. Mm-hmm. So you have to go through all of those phases of the objections. And I think if you realize, like if you link up, that having to do that mm-hmm. is the only way you'll get them to this beautiful thing that you want them to have. Mm-hmm. Then you won't feel dirty about it. Mm-hmm. You'll feel dirty if you don't do it. Mm-hmm. Like that's what we want you to feel. Is yeah. if you don't close them and are incapable of answering all these objections in a way that just decimates them, that makes them feel like, God, I was silly and stupid for thinking that. Mm-hmm. What the hell was the matter? That should be the reaction. Why was I thinking that? That's insane. Mm-hmm. This guy's got me all revved up. I'm going to go make a baby.